How do you tell a story that doesn't want to be told? I'm Rachel Lahm.
And I'm Catherine Sims. I started thinking about this story more than 6 months ago as I was graduating from Holy Names Academy, a Seattle Catholic girls' school. I kept seeing Catholic school students supporting gay rights, but clashing with the traditional Catholic beliefs of their school. I noticed, after talking to people involved in the issue, that there was one thing missing in Catholic schools that was present in most secular ones. Gay-straight alliances, or GSAs. GSAs are places where LGBTQ and straight students alike seek acceptance and support. A recent Canadian study found that GSAs reduce the risk of suicide for teens of all sexual orientations. But at a lot of Catholic schools, GSAs aren't allowed.
I'm Nina Tran, and I also went to Holy Names. Over the last 6 months, it took all three of us to report this story. We met lots of students eager to talk, but school administrators and church officials didn't want to talk to us.
It seemed to be a story the church was reluctant to have told.
I'm surrounded by 10 or 11 students from Holy Names Academy. Right now, they're making decorations for a protest.
That side is going to be cutting the ribbons. Okay. That side is going to be putting the Z's on them.
The students are all a part of a club that they fought really hard to get, including Audrey Long. 4 years ago, as a freshman at Holy Names, Audrey Long came out to her family. It wasn't a positive experience.
I actually was kind of stupid and told my family on Christmas Day. At first, they just told me I was just going through a phase, but it's gotten to the point where they've taken me to, like, Christian gay conversion therapist type things.
One of the things that GSA does is discuss coming out experiences like Audrey's. She feels like she would have benefited from one.
It just creates a network of people who are experiencing similar problems. Like, you might have the best peers ever that are straight, but they are just not going to understand that in the same way.
During her sophomore year, Audrey teamed up with two other students at Holy Names, Katie Niven and Zena Rivera. Their goal? To start a GSA. Catherine, you interviewed Katie Niven?
Yeah. So the girls began to prepare a presentation for their vice principal of student life, Kim Dawson, to ask her if they could create a GSA.
Basically, she said no, flat out no.
But according to Katie, Mrs. Dawson seemed to really want to help the students. She was crying. The students were crying. But there was a problem.
The biggest thing was that if, like, Holy Names started a GSA and someone that was against it found out about it, they could report it and Holy Names potentially could be stripped of being a Catholic school, quote-unquote, and that would not be good.
Radioactive approached Mrs. Dawson for this story, but she declined to comment. Mrs. Dawson told the girls she couldn't prevent them from getting together at lunch and talking, unofficially. So they did. The group then met underground, both figuratively and literally.
We met, you know, in the bottom, deep back of the locker room, just where nobody would see us, and we just kicked everybody out of there, and just, we would, you know, sit there and just talk the whole lunch. Typical topics, you know, coming out, stuff like that.
The next year, empowered by new students who joined the underground GSA, the group decided to try again to become an official school-sponsored club.
So we got this petition started, and we got probably close to 450 signatures about, so, you know, over half the school, and some parents wrote letters to the school.
The students delivered the signatures to Mrs. Dawson's office. This time, after more debate, Mrs. Dawson agreed to let them meet in a classroom with a teacher moderator, like other clubs, but without the advertisement that official clubs get. Audrey said that it made it hard to get the word out.
One of the main problems for us is we can't just walk up to someone and say, hey, you look gay, do you want to join our group? So it's really difficult to reach out to some of the freshmen who might be feeling, like, lost at the school. It's because we can't use, like, the traditional club means of posters or announcements or anything like that.
The group decided to create a petition on change.org to allow GSAs in Seattle Catholic schools. The petition is set up so that every time someone signs it, Seattle Archbishop Peter Sarton gets an email. So does the superintendent of Seattle Archdiocese Schools and every principal of a Catholic high school in Western Washington. Students at O'Day and Bishop Blanchette have also tried to create GSAs without much success. To Radioactive's knowledge, the only area Catholic high school that has a GSA is Forest Ridge in Bellevue. We wanted to know why the other schools couldn't start one. So we needed to talk to school administrators and church officials. Right, Rachel?
Well, we wanted to talk to school administrators and church officials, but they didn't want to talk to us. We contacted top administrators at all the Catholic high schools in Seattle and Eastside Catholic. None of them were willing to talk to us on the record. However, a school administrator did explain why a GSA isn't allowed at their school. According to them, the term is too politicized. This administrator also said that the Archdiocese doesn't have any requirements for clubs. We contacted the Archdiocese to learn about their stance on GSAs, and a spokesperson said that they would decline to participate in the story. Father John Whitney is a priest at St. Joseph Parish on Capitol Hill. He hosts Holy Names for Mass and used to teach in Catholic high schools.
The church's teaching is that it is not sinful to be gay. You are who you are. But the church has taught that homosexual actions are intrinsically disordered, is the current teaching of the church, that they are contrary to the nature of the human person.
However, Father Whitney has marched in pride parades and believes that GSAs should be an accessible resource in Catholic schools.
The fundamental reason to have a GSA is to make sure that people have a place where they can have both safe and respectful dialogue. I think so often high school students are told, be quiet and go on, and someday you'll be able to think or talk. And I think it's very important for their voices to be heard.
Father Whitney believes that dialogue is essential to the development of youth, and that today's church leaders must talk about LGBTQ issues.
My great worry is when leadership in the church, when the official church doesn't enter into the dialogue, when we feel we can't talk about these things. And my hope is that we more and more choose to enter into dialogue with people who may have conflicts with teachings of the church. And if our teachings are true, we don't need to worry about it. We can talk about them. And if they're not true, we can learn from each other. It's okay to be a little messy in the church. I think there are those who want the church to be quiet and neat, but that's not where the church is supposed to be.
Father Whitney recognizes that it's challenging to start a GSA in a Catholic school, but he thinks it's worth the risk. Risks like emailing petitions to the Archbishop and school officials, Nina?
Yeah, and so far, Audrey's petition to allow GSAs in Catholic schools has almost 1,000 signatures. She hopes that it'll create awareness within the Catholic community.
We just hope that if this is to be successful, people will welcome a GSA into their community and that the GSAs will just be like accepted in every way so that the cultures of these Catholic schools can be more open to every kind of student.
This wouldn't be a problem at a secular school where GSAs are really common. So I asked Audrey why she doesn't just transfer out of Holy Names. She says it's because it's one of the best schools in the area.
And I felt like it would be more useful for me to stay at a place that needs some sort of change.
For Radioactive, I'm Nina Tran.
I'm Catherine Sims.
And I'm Rachel Lom.